Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 16 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 23. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Well, police in Red Oak are looking for suspects involved in a likely arson that occurred Sunday near 108 West Walnut Street. Authorities say Red Oak Police and Fire, as well as deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, responded to a garage fire at around 6:37 p.m. Sunday. The firefighters were able to contain the blaze on the east side of the garage, but there was some damage to an interior wall. The damage was estimated at about $500. The garage is located next to the alley behind the residence and is east of Broadway Street. Officials are asking anyone with any suspicious activity information in that area from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Sunday to call the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500 or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. KJAN News, time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A 21-year-old Michigan man was killed in a crash between a car and a semi on Interstate 80 in Adair County Monday morning. The Iowa State Patrol's Jeremiah Keller of Cadillac, Michigan, died at the scene of the crash about a mile east of Stewart. Authorities say he was wearing a seatbelt. Officials said Keller's 1998 Buick Bonneville was traveling west on I-80 at around 9:05 a.m. when the wheel slipped off onto the shoulder. The man overcorrected, sending the car into the median and eastbound lanes of traffic where it was hit broadside by a 2008 Peterbilt semi that was passing another vehicle. Following the collision, both the semi and the car slid into the south ditch. The driver of the semi, 60-year-old J.D. Kapir of La Vista, Nebraska, was not injured. Authorities in Montgomery County report an Elliott woman suffered unknown possible injuries during a single vehicle accident Monday morning west of Red Oak. 36-year-old Kelly Ann Kinzer was traveling west on Highway 34 at around 6:20 a.m. and attempted to pull into the slow lane to let another vehicle pass when she lost control of her 2010 Dodge Avenger. The car entered the north ditch but did not sustain any damage. Kinzer was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue. Red Oak Police and Red Oak Fire and Rescue assisted at the scene. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says one person was taken to the hospital following an accident that happened Saturday about 2 miles northeast of Henderson. Authorities said Monday a 2012 Kia driven by Jamie Sayers of Malvern was traveling south on Highway 59 when Sayers' car was hit by a 2010 GMC driven by Robert Larimer of Bedford. The accident happened when Larimer failed to yield from a stop sign as he was traveling west on Brothers Avenue. Following the collision, the Kia entered the west ditch. Sayers was taken to Red Oak Hospital by Macedonia Rescue. The Atlantic Police Department says no injuries were reported following two separate accidents that happened last Friday. The first occurred around 2 p.m. Vehicles driven by John Harris and Jordan Foster, both of Atlantic, were traveling northbound in the 1500 block of Chestnut Street. Harris was following the Foster vehicle when Foster signaled to turn right to head eastbound and turned left instead. The move caused Harris's vehicle to run into the side of Foster's car. The total amount of damage was $3,000. The second accident happened at around 3:30 p.m. Friday when vehicles driven by Kirk Knudsen and Mark McNeese collided as McNeese was southbound on Plum Street and Knudsen was backing out of a private drive in the 1200 block of Plum. Both men are from Atlantic. Knudsen's vehicle collided with McNeese's, causing $2,300 damage altogether. I'll have a look at the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News time is 7:11.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Oneida, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Clarence Fred Moreland Jr., age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Clarence Moreland Jr. will be today at 10 o'clock at the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bruce Kanan, age 52, of Harlan, died Thursday in an automobile accident. A massive Christian burial service for Bruce Kanan will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Thomas John Good, age 86, who is formerly of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Odebolt Nursing and Rehab Center. A massive Christian burial service for Tom Good will be today at 1:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. James L. Clark, age 57, of Dexter, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for James L. Clark will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock, along with funeral services for his father, James Clark. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. James Jim Clark, age 84, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Jim Clark will be 10 a.m. Wednesday, along with those of his son, James L. Clark, as I mentioned. And again, Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Frank Wegner, age 84, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Frank Wegner will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Donald Clayton, age 86, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Donald Clayton will be Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Adam Marie Henkelman, age 71, of Manila, died Saturday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. A massive Christian burial service for Adam Marie Henkelman will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Elaine Wiedemeyer, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Elaine Wiedemeyer will be held Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Della Bell Herbert, age 94, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Memorial services for Della Bell Herbert will be Thursday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Mary Helen Erzinger, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Mary Erzinger will be on Friday at 1:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.